We're doing brachot. We'll review from the two dots on Tetzayin Amud Alef. Tanu Rabbanan. The Braisa says, it says in the pasuk, "B'shivtecha beveitecha read Shema," when you're sitting in your home. Prat losek b'mitzvah. That's coming to the exclusion of one who's busy doing a mitzvah. That if you're busy doing a mitzvah, don't stop the mitzvah you're busy doing in order to read Shema. Then the pasuk says you should read Shema uvelechtcha baderech, when you're traveling en route. So we understand that to mean when you're traveling en route to do whatever you feel like doing. Parat, to the exclusion, lechatan, to a young chatan, someone who's getting married, because if someone's a chatan, a groom who's getting married, he does not have to pause his being a groom in order to read Shema. Mikan amru, from here our sages taught, hakoneset habetula, one who's marrying a virgin, patur, he is absolved from his obligation of reading Shema that night. Vetalmana, but if he's marrying a widow, chayav, then he is obligated to read Shema that night. Meyei mashmas, the Gemara says, where is that indicated? Amar Rav Papa ki derech. The Torah is telling us you must read Shema when you're traveling on the path. So we understand it to mean just like a path. Mad derech reshut, just like when you're walking on a path, that's not a mitzvah, it's just something that's permissible to do. You can walk on a path. So when you're doing something that's permissible to do, that's when the Torah says, stop what you're doing and read Shema. Afachana mi reshut. So then here too, only when you're busy with something that's permissible, but not a mitzvah, do I require you to pause what you're doing in order to read Shema. But a chassan, well, he's focused on the mitzvah that he has ahead of him, so that's why we say he doesn't have to disrupt his focus and read Shema. So the Gemara says, wait a second, the pasuk simply said, read Shema when you're en route. How do you know that the pasuk was talking about a route which is just permissible? Milo askinan, shouldn't we say that the pasuk is dealing with a situation, the kazil dvar mitzvah, that you're en route to do mitzvah, v'afilu hachi amar rachman alikri, and nonetheless the Torah says, pause what you're doing and read Shema. Maybe the Torah is telling you, even though you're en route to do a different mitzvah, stop your route and read Shema. And then we would not have this rule that when you're busy on your way to do a mitzvah, like a chassan who's marrying a virgin, who's busy with his thoughts, figuring out what he's going to do tonight, that maybe even in such a situation, you should stop what you're doing and read Shema. So the Gemara says, no. The pasuk only meant if you're doing something that's of permissible nature, but not a mitzvah, only then do you have to stop what you're doing to read Shema. Because if the pasuk meant to say that even when you're en route to do a mitzvah, you should stop what you're doing to read Shema, in ken, if that were so, leimakra, then the pasuk should have said, belechet, when you're traveling, it is, my belechtecha, why did the pasuk say, when you're traveling in your traveling, why does it add the lechtecha, it could have just said belechet, shma mina, belechet didachu demechayvet, it's coming to teach you, when you're traveling, your own traveling, for your own purposes, something that's not a mitzvah, only then do I say, you should stop what you're doing in order to reach shma. Had the mitzvah, but if you were traveling to perform a mitzvah, petirat, you're absolved from the obligation to stop what you're doing in order to read Shema. Ihachi, if that's the interpretation, ma'iriya koneset abtula, why does the brisa have to say one who marries a virgin? Afilu konesta almana nami, one who's marrying a widow, well, he's also perturbed with his mitzvah. He's also en route to do a mitzvah. He's not perturbed, but he's en route to do a mitzvah. Why don't you absolve him from the obligation of reading Shema? Answers the Gemara, hacha tarid v'hacha lo tarid. Well, when he's marrying a virgin, he's more troubled. He can't focus because he's focused on what's going to happen tonight. But if he's marrying a widow, he's got nothing to worry about. So then he should read Shema because he could focus. The fact that he's en route to do a mitzvah, well, it doesn't get in his way of reading Shema. It's not like he can't focus. Here there's a discussion among the Rishonim, what's bugging him when he's marrying a virgin. Some say what's bugging him is he's not sure he's going to succeed. Others say what's bugging him is that he's not sure she's really a virgin. Different understandings among the sages. What's he so concerned with when he married a virgin that he won't be able to focus on reading Shema? So the Gemara says, we have to understand that the world used to be different than today. I mean, different in many ways. So that deserves a longer discussion. But want me to expand a little bit? The Talmud gives us many indications that in the days of Chazal, women had a much stronger Yetzer Hara than today. Women. We know men have a strong Yetzer Hara. Maybe that didn't change. But the Talmud speaks about promiscuity being something that women were very, very into. Now, I know that today women are also promiscuous, but it seems to be from a different source. It seems on the... for whatever reason, today seems different than Chazal. That in Chazal's time, I mean, Chazal discussed that the women had a tremendous desire for intimacy with all kinds of men, meaning not specifically... you see, the Torah discusses it too. And so Achasen was worried, you know, wasn't so sure. And Chazal also were worried. Chazal said if a person has a daughter who's getting older, he's got what to worry about. I mean, Chazal tells all kinds of things. Chazal tells, there are a lot of Gemaras about this. You'll see it as you learn. But I'm just saying, so the Chasen wasn't sure, you know. She says it's this way, we'll find out. Yeah.
So why not be worried about Amma now? Because she already has experience, she already knows what's left about.
So that depends on what the worry is. If the worry is he's not sure he's going to succeed in breaking through the hymen, well, there's nothing to worry about. There is no hymen. If the worry is that maybe she's not the virgin she claims she is, well, she's not claiming she's a virgin. Saying according to either interpretation, he doesn't have any one of those worries, so then he could focus and read his Shema. Truth is, okay, say that. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If what we're focused on here is a person's worries, that's why we tell him not to read Shema. So then, imishum tilda, if you're focused on his worries, afil tavas finato bayam, nami. Then even if a guy's ship sunk at sea, his stocks just plummeted, he lost all his assets. So then you'll also tell me they made margin calls on all his investments. That's it. He's lost everything, like a ship sinking at sea. So then what are you going to say? No reading Shema tonight because you're too worried? Alama amar Rabbi Abba bar Zavda amar Rav. Why do we have the following quote? Avel chayav bekol mitzvot amurot b'Torah. A person who's in mourning must do all the mitzvot of the Torah, chutz min tefillin, aside from tefillin on the first day that he buried his dead, then he is absolved from the mitzvah of tefillin, sharei nemar ben pe'er, because the tefillin are described as a person's glory, shenemar perach avo shalecha. And the Navel is described as one whose glory is covered with ash. So we say on the first day of mourning, the first day a person buried their relative, they don't wear tefillin. So if the whole idea is that a person is worried, well, a person who just lost a relative is also worried and not too focused. The person who lost his ship at sea is also worried and not too focused. So how come over there you don't absolve them from the obligation of reading Shema? Amri, the students of the yeshiva, answered, Hatam tildad derashut. In all these instances, his worry is not about a mitzvah. It's about something that's it's permissible to worry about, but it's not about a mitzvah. Haha, but over here, a guy who's getting married, tildad the mitzvah. He's worried about the mitzvah he's supposed to perform tonight. So that's why we absolve him from the obligation, because he's worried about a mitzvah. We discussed that nowadays everyone reads Shema, none of this is applicable today.